This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There you go, it's another hour of conversation, yes. These are the people you've all been waiting all weekend to hear. Here we are back in the saddle again, as it were, the DJV experience, all these unique perspectives on things, Doug and Jennifer and Victoria and our relationship. Wowie zowie. Speaking of relationships, there are two that I find interesting as I look around today. The relationship Pamela Anderson has to Julian Assange.
Oh, my gosh, you are freaking me out. I just opened up that story and was reading it. That's so weird.
Last night, I was watching the Madam Secretary, and Meredith was busy going through story after story. Assange is dead. He was poisoned by Pamela Anderson on that vegan lunch she delivered to him.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but whether that was that's the stuff that was floating around on Facebook last night. And so you wonder, how did Pamela Anderson ever get connected to Julian Assange? She posted on her Twitter feed, he said, "I tortured him." And I think the whole reason for this, he's in the Ecuadorian embassy, as you know, in London, where he's been for, what, 4 years, I think.
Right.
Apparently, Anderson decided that he needed a meatless pick-me-up, so he was presented with his vegan lunch.
And by the way, she likes him. This is she actually supports him and likes him and thought that, like, he's been worried about his health.
So after she left, apparently, his Twitter feeds all died. They went to a dead switch or something. There's three feeds that he monitors or works on, and they all went to the dead switch, which means that all of this stuff that's lying there waiting to be exposed is ready to be exposed. And then, is he alive or is he dead? I don't even know at this point in time.
He's alive. Here's the problem. Okay, so
he's
the story
alive!
That,
he's alive!
That is breaking this morning, and that is that that Julian Assange actually had his internet shut down, and many people are saying it's from globalist pressure and that sort of thing. Because
no, it's Hillary Clinton doing it because she doesn't want the stuff let out.
Right. I mean, he's been releasing stuff about Hillary Clinton's campaign, stuff that would be really damaging if anybody read it. it's true. Sad state of affairs.
Trying to figure out whether Donald Trump is groping somebody,
but stooping people. But you know, it's okay. So you know, he's been doing this every single day. Well, now his internet connection's been cut down, and for some reason, because he wasn't reachable or he wasn't dumping stuff out on the internet, people started this rumor that he was dead on Twitter. But I think he's okay. I just think he has, according to other people in the WikiLeaks organization, they've got backup plans in place so that they can put him back up online immediately. So I think it's okay. I think we're going to be all right.
Okay. Well, so then what do you make of this as a sort of ongoing story in the same league? The U.S. and the U.K. said yesterday that they were going to consider sanctions against Russia because the Russians and the Syrians have been bombing. But there's also a situation that I think Mr. Obama is involved in to go after the Russians because they've been hacking all of this stuff. Is there a connection between Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, the Russians, and all the hacking? There are some conspiratorialists who think yes is the answer to that.
I don't think Snowden, though. I don't know that he would be involved in the hacking part of it.
I think
Assange
maybe
they talk
capable,
about him,
but yeah.
So they talk about Snowden being involved because he's actually the one that really works with the Russians, I think, and so that's where
he's got a 3-year pass there.
Yeah, his name is connected with Russia, right?
They're not smart enough to figure it out. So, all right, and then the other thing over the weekend, I saw a picture of Gloria Allred with one of Donald Trump's accusers. I figured it was about time.
Oh, yeah, she's in. You know, it's so funny. I'm on her email list now, so I get all of her updates when she's having press conferences. Mm-hmm. So she had the one with the accuser last week, but over the weekend, she had one with the accuser's friend from like 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago, whenever the event happened. And so she held a press conference with the friend of the accuser, which just, it kind of makes me laugh a little bit, because we know that Gloria Allred on a personal level never shies away from a video camera. She's never met one that she hasn't liked. So,
right. Yeah.
Yes, funny to see all these little press conferences.
Okay, so then let's go to the story of Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman, you probably didn't know before all of this hoopla with the Dakota Pipeline. This afternoon, she's going to go to court because she's been charged with journalism. I don't know if that's the charge, but basically what it boils down to, she has, according to the authorities, incited riots. And that's a misdemeanor. She gets 30 days in jail if she's found guilty. She's a protester, so they say. What others say is that she's created the show Democracy Now!, which is on the Internet. Is it a podcast? What is this show, Democracy
Now!? I think it's on NPR, isn't it? She's been doing it for 20 years.
Oh, yes, yes,
I mean,
yeah.
This
okay,
is a
yeah,
big right. show. Yeah.
No, this is
it.
Yeah. She does have a podcast, but it's also on NPR.
Yeah.
Yep,
but she showed up with a full video camera crew. Like, she was not just there. And she had, you know, a mic flag on her mic and everything.
Well,
I mean, this is not...
Okay,
you know.
So here I am again beating my... I feel sometimes like we're the Lone Ranger here and we don't get any respect. I was the first person in the country to ask, how come there's no coverage of what's going on with the Indians out in North Dakota? There was nothing. Remember how many times did I say that?
Yeah, I didn't know about it until you mentioned it.
You know,
I had not even heard
about anything
about it.
Right. So now we find out that then after that, she goes out there. I don't say she was listening to me, but she goes out there with a camera crew, as you've suggested, and she makes a lot of trouble for the people who want it all to go away. And they issued a warrant for her arrest after she went out there with the crew. They arrested her. And so now they said she was a protester. She wasn't protesting. She was doing her program.
She did a 7-minute video of the whole scene, and it went viral. It's got almost 20 million views now. And that's why it's a problem for them.
Right. So the arrest warrant is basically an attempt to intimidate her and others who are out there covering the protests. American Indian Committee, or whatever they call themselves, that was not politically correct, but, you know, that's what they are. They're with a perfect intent. Why should these people be quiet when they're upset or worried? Because they haven't got answers from the pipeline company as to whether their water supply is going to be saved or protected when they put the pipeline through and underneath the water supply that they have. And nobody's giving them any of their... The arrogance here is pretty unbelievable, actually.
It is, but the larger part here is that they have attack dogs and pepper spray that they're using on the peaceful protesters. And when actress Shailene Woodley got arrested last week, or the
Granola
week before,
lady.
Was it?
Yes, the crunchy lady.
Yes, the crunchy girl.
She was in the movie... Defiant. What's it called?
Divergent.
Yeah.
She's
in Snowden. She plays.
She's in
Snowden.
Yeah. Okay.
And she was picked out. She was walking. She was a few feet from her RV to drive away because she didn't want to get arrested. And she was singled out because she's famous.
Right.
So, you know, they want to make an example of other of celebrities. Don't come down here because we're going to arrest you. And they obviously don't want journalists there, too. I mean, it's so shady. There were people who were attacked and bitten by the dogs. That's what was on the video that Amy Goodman put out. I mean, this is, it's so frustrating.
Well, but it's the sort of, the collusion between people who are in authority and the news media is always a dangerous sign for democracy. And that's what you got. The people who are trumped up for Hillary in the news media, even though I don't like either one of them, it disgusts me to see how obvious this is. It's so
disgusting.
It really is.
It's disgusting just about who they're backing. I mean, the fact is that they helped out Trump during the primaries too, because they wanted him to be the candidate in the general. The fact that we allow the media to dictate who wins political elections and how we view things like these kind of issues, or how we view police shootings. I mean, this is all created by the media, and it's crazy how we fall for it. I mean, maybe we're, you know, and that's that's why it's kind of annoying to hear Donald Trump talking about rigged elections all the time. But the one good thing is that I think people actually are taking stock of what they're getting fed from the media. And maybe, you know, that makes it worthwhile, I guess.
The whole thing that really pissed me off this entire election season is that the media basically blocked Gary Johnson from having a voice.
That's true.
I mean, they just basically said, oh, well, he's just some weird pot-smoking guy, and he's like a nobody. And they discounted his entire political party and his entire movement.
The arrogance of the Eastern elite media, and you don't hear me using that very often because I think it's overused, but that's what it is. The Boston Globe, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and that ilk, NBC, CBS was always obvious, NBC has become more obvious, CNN, obvious, Fox, obvious. Where is, I don't even know, ABC's probably on the...
Actually have less of a problem with Fox and MSNBC. It's the CNNs and the broadcast networks of the world that try to represent themselves as being fair participants. When you watch Fox, you know that they lean to the right. When you watch MSNBC, you know they lean to the left. At least they're kind of out there about it.
Right.
You know, it's like the CNNs and the ABCs and the CBSs. It's just...
Well, except when the jokesters at Fox... use the term fair and balanced.
Well, I think they do it because they're saying
we
it balances.
Report, you decide.
Right.
Bunkum,
but it balances.
CNN is so pathetic, and their ratings, unless there's a plane crashing every month, I mean, CNN is so desperate to get anyone to watch them. They just, to me, they're just like the, you know, a distant third behind Fox and MSNBC, and they're just trying to grasp at any straws they can.
Wolf,
I mean,
Blitzer, Wolf Blitzer and changes his underwear. Film at 11. Did I lose that because you were still talking?
No.
Did I do it again?
Oh, no. It came through loud and clear, sir.
Okay. I didn't say, what are you going to shave?
Right.
All right. It's 18 past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Another fight, another call, another bit I shouldn't crawl around to 7 a.m. with shoes in my hand. Said I wouldn't do it, but I did it again. And I know I'll be back tomorrow night.
Sounds like Miranda Lambert to me.
Sure does.
You know, I found we were programming my Sirius satellite radio yesterday to find the old country. It's called Roadhouse. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know that? I listen to that sometimes.
Oh, the oldies. Okay, this is new country. Miranda Lambert is plotting another tour. Her new single is called Vice, which is what we're listening to.
That's right.
She titled her upcoming tour Highway Vagabond. It'll kick off in Evansville, Indiana, the 26th of January. Why Evansville, Indiana would be my question. Is that where she's from?
No, she's not from Indiana. She's from Texas, actually. But, I don't know if it has any meaning as to where she's starting. I know, a big fan of Mike Pence. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to throw you off.
Thank you.
No, I don't know why she picks that, but I do know she kind of goes back and forth with her touring. Sometimes she'll be the opening act. Like, she just got off a tour with Kenny Chesney is one that she's toured with quite a bit, I think, most recently. This one, I think she's going to do all on her own. And what's cool about her, she can do it both ways. You know, she can open or be the main event. And not many artists can say that, I don't think.
Very cool.
Old Dominion and Aubrey Sellers.
Her opening acts.
There, but who are they? I got that.
I don't know who Aubrey Sellers is. I do know Old Dominion has got kind of an up-and-coming band in country music.
So how's her voice now? Because the last one went down the tubes because she couldn't sing anymore, right?
No.
She had to cancel the end of her Keeper of the Flame tour because she had some vocal problems. But
she's,
I guess,
fine
she
now,
up,
though.
She's still
going
to make up those dates, yeah. Maybe Indiana is one of the makeup dates. Maybe that's actually why she's starting there.
Could be.
All right, Vice, the first single off of this album, The Weight of These Wings, which will come out next month. So, it's a big album, 24 songs on it. That's a lot of music in one.
It's a lot of music.
Yeah, it is. What do you have to pay for something like that these days?
You know, gosh, I don't know. I buy my songs. I actually subscribe to Amazon Music now, so I buy my songs if I need them for usually like 99 cents. But really? Amazon just has this new thing. I don't know if you guys saw it. If you pay $7 a month, you get access to the entire Amazon library, which is pretty cool. That's in addition to their Prime Music, which you already get for free if you're a member of Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I imagine that's the great. Whole album would probably be somewhere between 10 and 15.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because a lot of people put out deluxe albums, like their normal album, and then the deluxe version, which has a couple more songs, and they're not normally more than 15.
So you guys get a kick out of this. Last night I was down in the Cellar Emeritus, and there's this big box full of old CDs and DVDs and stuff. It says, all of these are yours. Take them home. And I'll take them home. I'll play them maybe in the car. She says, why do you have to play them in the car? Why do you play them in the... you can download any video on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, and you can download any song that you want to. So why would you bother carrying CDs around?
That is exactly right.
To which I had no answer.
Because I like it. That's all you have to say.
Yeah. All right, can we do Pink for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Let's turn Pink on the Billboard charts. Just Like Fire leads the AC chart for the second week. Kenny Chesney's Setting the World on Fire, in which he's featured, has gone up as well on the Hot Country Song list. How rare is a double domination for an act on top of these two charts? And
it happens, but not too often. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
6 years, I think it's been.
Yeah.
Lady Antebellum was the last time. Yeah.
I remember when I was a jock back in the 60s and 70s. There were often songs that would cross over R&B more often than not to the hit, and they didn't have the number of lists then that they do now. So. All right, so this is Info on Pink. It's 28 past the hour here.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Conversation. This is the DJV Experience. Please note that this program is on the air every day at this time. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. We're trying to work through some of the anger that is apparent. People won't have time for you if you're always angry or complaining, so we don't want to have our radio program filled with that sort of thing, and it's a difficult row to hoe. There are a lot of things that are going on that get people really bent out of shape, and then there are good things. For example, Dracula's castle is going to take in, this is the Transylvanian fortress where on Halloween night, actually they're going to have people stay overnight for the first time since 1948.
That'd be pretty cool.
Wow. That would be awesome.
I think that would be cool.
Sleep. I wouldn't get any sleep, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that would be a great place to sleep either, frankly. All right, so I just thought you'd get a kick out of that. We're only, Today is the 17th, so 2 weeks from today is Halloween Eve, right? How many people are going to go out over the weekend? Instead, 31st is on Monday.
Right.
Would it be that they, what happens?
I think we have a Halloween party on Saturday.
We do? Who's we?
You, are you going, Dougie? You're like, gang. We do?
Yeah. We do?
We have a Halloween. I'm going to be in England on that day.
We are gang.
That's why we're having it at your place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't mind, right?
We're haunted hay rides on the farm.
Yeah, we're doing a farm party.
People that will be here will be sort of surprised at what's going on. I have not done this on my own for a long, long time.
Are you scared?
Not take it. No. I have no scared of what? That you're going to take over my program?
Oh, God, Dougie. No, about travel. I mean, going by yourself. Like, you haven't taken a vacation in 100,000 years, and now you're going to actually take one, and you're going by yourself. I was just wondering. Like,
I'm by myself in that I don't have somebody going with me from here, but I'm going to be in a small group of people who are touring certain sites.
Are you scared? Do you know these people?
Never met them in my life.
Ooh, so you're going with a tour group?
I am.
You riding on a bus?
Yes, I am.
That so doesn't feel like your vibe.
Really?
I mean, I'm not trying to talk you out of it. But
I applaud this, though, because I think it's great to do something like that you normally wouldn't do and step out of your comfort zone and go to a place and see things you haven't seen and be with potentially annoying people. I mean, this is good.
I think it's good,
I'm not going into it expecting that I'm going to be with annoying people, but if they are and it really was bad, I go off on my own and do something, on my own.
Well, that's my question.
I have enough friends in England, I could find my way around.
Do you have the freedom to escape? Because if anybody's ever been to lunch with Dougie, like, it's always fun and games until he's got to go, and then it's like, okay, gotta get out of here. And when you're traveling with a group of people, you're sort of on their schedule.
Sort of.
Be all right.
I'll be okay. Thank you.
I
got my new iPhone, and I'm going to take. I learned how to take pictures. I took a trip yesterday down to Connecticut to bring some equipment to an auction, and coming, I tried to convince Meredith to go with me because I knew it would be pretty, but she had other stuff she had to do. So I sent her a picture. I was on a back road in an apple orchard, and I took a picture of the side of the hill with all of the beautiful colors, and I figured out, I went to the bingos, and I did bango lunga, and over here and there.
Did you text it or email it?
I emailed it.
Okay, so
no,
it's,
I don't know
it's really
I did.
Easy.
Yes, I did. I think I did email it. Went to her. But I could have texted it.
But isn't it so nice and easy on an iPhone to be able to just send
How
right away?
How long did it take?
A couple of minutes.
All right. That's not
bad. I mean, that's the first time I'd done it. So, but I practiced because I want to, while I'm on this trip, I'll send back some things for you. You can post them on Facebook and stuff.
Or here's something crazy. You could actually post them on Facebook yourself, and then we could share them.
Bob's going to teach me, or somebody's going to, I forget who's going to teach me. I'm getting little lessons, like day to day, I get little lessons.
Yeah.
Meredith on how to, like, set the alarm and move from one thing to another. But it is very intuitive. And I'm intrigued with it, where I was not intrigued with the Samsung Galaxy. I didn't.
Clearly, because you only barely use it for GPS.
Yeah, I don't like it. No, but this is something new. Speaking of technology, the Chinese are going to launch a mission for two of their astronauts to go up into space to try to figure out how they can operate their own experimental space station. Not an international space station. They want one of their own. And because nobody owns outer space, they're going to go up there. So this week, they're launching a couple. I don't know what they're going to go up there and look and see where they're going to put it. I don't understand what this is for, but it supposedly is a prep mission to help them prepare for the building of this space station, which will take place 6 years from now. So why aren't we all working together on these things? I don't get it. I really don't. Why?
But whose rockets are they using?
They built their own.
Do they have their own? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yep. If that little worm, Among Balungla Hoosier, there, John King, if he can build in North Korea.
Are you having some sort of
rocket
seizure?
No.
Was that?
I just said, using his name, Kim Jong-un, so annoys me that I would rather do almost anything, make any kind of guttural noise to reflect what I feel about him. But thank you very much for chuckling when I did that. It was meant to be. The United Nations has a new ambassador. This would be the time where, Kara, you found the theme from Wonder Woman. It would be a great time for you to play it. Anytime. In here.
Oh, yeah.
So intriguing.
All the world is waiting for you. What are you supposed
dated at all, but
I know, right?
Well, Kara said, you want to play the new version, the new Wonder Woman theme, or the old one? And I said, I don't think anybody's going to recognize the new Wonder Woman theme. So play the new Wonder Woman theme. And what's the difference between the new Wonder Woman theme is who's going to recognize this?
No one's going to recognize the new one. It's just a bunch of instrumentals.
All right, so the UN has announced that Wonder Woman will be officially sworn in on October 21st as the UN Honorary Ambassador for the Empowerment of Women and Girls.
Love it.
Yeah. Bringing gender equality to the world. The event will be in concert. You don't think this is a promotion? Listen to this. This just happens to be the 75th anniversary of Wonder Woman showing up on DC Comics. You know, of course, it's just a coincidence that this thing is going to take place on the same day as the 75th anniversary of Wonder Woman being published for the first time. But I think this is a good thing, supporting the goal of equal treatment and empowerment for women and girls across the world. What can be wrong with that?
And who doesn't love Wonder Woman? And you know what? It's so much better than any of the Disney princesses that little girls unfortunately grow up with, which they've done so many studies now. Like, how
I
that
think
messes
that they,
you up
frankly,
as an adult.
Come on. Wait a minute. The first Wonder Woman, you don't think that what was the actress's name? It was top heavy. What was her name?
Top heavy?
The only actress who's been top heavy.
No, but she's still around. She's
Linda Carter.
Yeah,
right?
Linda Carter.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, good old top heavy. We just call her TH.
Well, I mean, that's obviously a sexist, but it's, I mean,
obviously.
Thank you for calling me on that, Jennifer. Anyway, the new Wonder Woman film stars Gal Gadot and will be in the theaters next June. I think Wonder Woman's in the new Justice League movie, too, that's out next fall. So, by the way, just so that you, Jennifer, whenever you do your thing.
My thing.
Yeah, it raises the peanut gallery enjoys it when you take me to task for things.
I'm still learning, so I haven't gotten there yet.
No, but you're doing fine. I think
you're doing fine.
Yeah, you're doing fine. Yeah. It's just Kara we have to look out for, because she's a little bit of a young whippersnapper, and sometimes she gets a little carried away. With
yeah, I'm definitely way worse than Jen.
No.
It's all in the delivery. Remember, it.
Jen says it all with a smile.
As long
it's
as
not
I'm
the
laughing,
message, it's the messenger.
As long as I'm laughing when it's all over, that's what's important. One of my personality traits. Matter of fact, let's talk in a moment. Let's pause for a moment and then talk about personality traits that make it hard to focus at work. Those of you who, on Mondays especially, can't focus, but there are some people who just can't focus at all at work, and there's a reason for that, and we'll tell you what the reason is in a moment here.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company. How do you create 3 billion better days for people around the world?
For Kellogg Company, that means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
All right, 47 after the hour. So here is a tracking that's going on of online activity of 40 IT workers, an experiment conducted by researchers at UC Irvine and Microsoft together, which was supposed to try to understand how individual factors like your personality, your stress quotient, impacts your ability to focus at work, or I would think
anywhere, probably, right.
Yeah. The study honed in on two specific personality aspects, neuroticism and impulsivity. So they were looking at Woody Allen then, obviously. Neurotics do tend to be anxious. People like Woody Allen, those who score high in this trait, tend to be especially sensitive and are likely to spend more time ruminating over their emotions than their non-neurotic counterparts. The definition of impulsivity is defined in the study. Simpler means that you lack self-restraint. All right? So you're impulse-driven. I guess I'm a little bit that way. Am I? Do you think? I don't think I'm neurotic, but I do think I'm impulse-driven.
Yeah, you're impulsive. I'm neurotic. You're impulsive.
Okay, good. What a great combination of me.
That's perfect.
I'm actually in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Sometimes
see?
I'm neurotic and sometimes I'm impulsive, but I would definitely say I'm in the middle.
Well, the researchers tracked the participants in this study. They watched them as they worked online, as they worked with people back and forth. They switched applications. It turned out that there was a strong correlation between neuroticism and a weakened ability to focus. I don't see that that's... I mean, what's surprising about that? If you're neurotic, by definition, you're flipping back with both of these people, even though they may be different in the main. Both of them have a hard time, I would say. I've observed these people all my life. I would say they were not, you know, they're like ADD people.
Right.
Would you
yeah,
say?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so much for that.
I just realized I'm impulsively neurotic.
Really?
Like I have yeah, I just realized that about myself. Yeah.
Perfect place then, 10 before the hour.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Here's another well-known theme. This is from the Transformer movies. Why this movie? This most of them, as we, you know, you're helping me out here. Chuck Curry is our movie man, to realize how benign most of these themes are for most of these movies, how they are not memorable. I mean, what is there about this?
That's just I like this one. I like it. You don't like that? I find it pleasant. It's a pretty good score.
It might be pleasant if it wasn't attached with 100,000 people getting murdered every time the movie
comes out. Well, let me ask you a question. You asked my opinion. Are you trying to convert my opinion or ask my opinion?
I'm trying to show how irrelevant your opinion actually is.
Wait, Transformers, people don't die in Transformers. It's like robots. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but they're killing all these people all around them. That's what they're
doing. Doug is accurate there.
I do. Yeah.
So, but the reason we play that theme is because John Turturro is coming back to the franchise of being Paul 5. I believe he was in the first three, not in the last one, but they're bringing him back.
How many Turturro brothers
are there? He's very funny in the Transformers movies, whether you like the films or not.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
How many Turturro brothers are there? Are there two or three?
I know of at least two. One was on NYPD Blue, and he's on Blue Bloods, right?
Yeah, John, right.
Yeah. But the other one is in this movie. Have you seen the trailer for this movie made in Italy? It looks like a second sort of looks like an art house movie, where he plays an Italian, an American who's there in Italy doing some movies. It just looked like something you'd never expect to see him in.
John Turturro?
Yeah.
I know.
No, the brother, the other brother. What's the other one's name?
Oh, I don't know his first name.
It was a brother.
Yeah, no, there's another one. All right, anyway, never mind. So, you've got box office totals for us in a moment, right?
I do.
All right, stand by.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man. So what's the result of this week's viewing in the theaters around the country, Chucker?
Number one film, Doug, was The Accountant, starring Ben Affleck. Did $24.7 million in its opening weekend, much better than its tracking. It was tracking it around a $16 million opening weekend.
Really?
So that's good news, not only for the studio, but for Ben Affleck, because that's a sizable opening for a film.
He's a good actor, and he's a good director. He's going to... And there's, by the way, there's a little thing floating around with Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Tom Brady for some charity. Did you see that?
Yeah. You know, despite what people thought of Batman versus Superman, I'm on record. I liked it a lot, but a lot of people did not. But most people felt that Ben Affleck did a great job as Bruce Wayne Batman. I think it really has helped him with the genre fan base, and he's going to direct and write a solo Batman movie for Warner Brothers titled The Batman, which will come out probably in 2018. Number two film at the box office, Doug, the Kevin Hart concert film, opened at $12 million, pretty decent opening. Number three, Girl on a Train, $11.8 million, $46 million in 2 weeks. That one stars Emily Blunt. Tim Burton's Miss Paragon's Home for Peculiar Children, $8.9 million, $66 million in 3 weeks. And Deepwater Horizon with Mark Wahlberg ran out the top five, $6.3 million, $49 million in 3 weeks. This film cost $160 million, so I think the studio's going to take a loss on that one.
Better hope it does well overseas. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Chucker.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.